days, it would have occurred. People would know about it. And therefore, since we didn't find out about it, we don't have to be afraid of that. So we never have to be afraid that the last 2 months were chosen. Therefore, we have a right to them on. If one was a chos, next one was a moly. Therefore, for the 15th day, for sure, we're okay. So on your sophic, maybe it was the 16th day. Therefore, that's what we do. We keep 2 days Yom Tif, the 15th and the 16th. But to be afraid, maybe the 14th would. To say the last 2 months were missing, only 29 days, that we're not afraid of. Because if that would have happened, it would have been a curl, and we sure would have known about it.
Yeah. The Gemara Maisha now. Levi Ikloi Lebovel. Levi started out in Eretz Yisrael, and he traveled down to Bovel. Did the Chas Seba Tishrei. He came to Bovel, when in Bovel's Cheshbon it was the 11th day of Tishrei, which is Moshoi Yom Kippur. So Omar, Levi said, Bosis Tashilo de Bavloi, the Yomer Rabba de Marova. You people in Bovel, Bosis, are tasting very good food. Bosis Tashilo, your food tastes very good. The Bavloi people living in Bovel, you should know, the Yomer Rabba de Marova. That in Eretz Yisrael today is Yom Kippur. Like you told them, you made the wrong cheshbon. You think today is Yud Aleph Tishrei. It's the Yom Kippur, nothing doing. They've been first made the Chodesh the next day. And therefore, today is Yom Kippur. That's what Levi told the people. Rashi, Bosis Tashir Bavloi, Ochlu Lecha Lamadanim, eating such good food, be Yom Kippur. Sheber Tishrael, Sharei Bezin, Ibu at the Chodesh. Because Bezin made Elo an extra day. Elo was 30 days. And Rosh Hashanah first came out on the 31st day. So Yom Kippur is first today, and you're eating. What's going on here? So Omar Lei, so the people of Bavel told Levi, Asid, I saw you. Come and tell us Edus. And Rashi says, when the Kabbalah Lane of Lenechem, they can tell us Edus that you know for sure, 100%, that Bezin made Elul an extra day, like they made it a Mole, and therefore today should be Yom Kippur, we'll agree with you, and we'll start fasting right now, like then we'll Makabal what you're saying. So Kisab Nei Bobo said, tell us that it's also for us to eat, and we'll stop eating. Omalu, so he didn't want to say that. Omalu Levi answered back, Lo Shamati Mipi Bezin Mekudish. You should know I did not hear from the Bezin HaGodol when they said Mekudish. And since I didn't hear from them directly, even though I knew that they pushed off the month another day, but since I left Eretz Yisrael before I heard Bezin saying Mekudish, I don't want to tell it to you. I don't want to say it's also. So Rashi says, Lo Shamati Mipi Bezin Mekudish. Loy oyed lochem. I'm not going to say this for you. The Aminu Kamon will see you next morning on the days that our kulam sheluchim yotzim meberes. They're going in like kitshu. The kitz the bezin goes out. Hachutz from Nisan. Hachutz from Nisan Tishrei. That the shluchim don't go out until the day after Rosh Chodesh, when the shluchim first heard from bezin the kudesh achodesh. There's a new din we'll soon see on the days. Why? That the shluchim don't go out for Tishrei until they heard from the bezin agodul mekudesh mekudesh. The lady's saying, since I didn't hear from the Bezdin when they said Mekudesh that Rosh Hashanah is on the next day, I don't want to say the ages to you. So Kitzi didn't tell them it was also today. Tosfos asked the Kash, like, why not? Since Lamaisa Levi knew they're doing an Aveira, Levi knew that in Eretz Yisrael, Yom Kippur is today, how come he didn't tell them to stop fasting today? Why didn't he tell them? So Tosfos says, like a Gemara later will see, that there's such a thing if Bezdin says today is Rosh Chodesh. Even though they made a mistake, they have a right to say it. So my place said, the Bezin in Bovel said Taka that Rosh Hashanah was a day earlier, and the Melech Tzarei is Yom Kippur. Even though they made a mistake, but if Bezin did it, Bezin has the right to make the Chodesh that way. We'll see you soon later in that Chofei. Therefore, Tosfos learns that Levi did not have to tell them to stop eating, because they had a right to eat. Since the Bezin in Bovel said that yesterday was Yom Kippur, and everybody kept yesterday for Yom Kippur, even though it was victorious from the Cheshbon of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to do it over again. You have a right to rely on your Bezdin, and therefore they have a right to eat today. That's why Levi did not want to make it also for them. I will see more about this later on Daf Chofei, what it means when you make a mistake, it's okay. Yeah. So the Master of Levi did not ask it for them. Most of like this now. Machrez of Yechon. Yechon of Tanach Rosa said like this, made a proclamation, that Kol Heicha Demoto Shluchei Nisan, in a place that the shluchim from Nisan reach you. For loy not the shluchim Tishrei. But the shluchim that go out on Tishrei don't reach you. In other words, the place far away from Israel, that the shluchim on Tishrei, it's like this. The shluchim are not mechal Shabbos. So they cannot travel on Rosh Hashanah. They cannot travel on Yom Kippur. So Mela, how far can they get by Sukkot? Only a certain distance.
Mashenken, the shluchim that go out on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're allowed to travel on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There's no Yom Tif. There's no Yom Kippur in between. So there the commandment travels straight only the two Shabbosim until Pesach. So the shluchim that go out on Nisan reach a further place than the shluchim reach on Tishrei. So let's say L.A. is a place that shluchim reach here by Pesach, but they don't reach here by Tishrei. So Sukkot come out on Pesach, you only have to keep one day Yom Tif. But Sukkot, you have to keep 2 days Yom Tif. That's what should come out. Because by Sukkot, the shluchim didn't reach here. We don't know when Rosh Chodesh was. We have to keep 2 days Sukkot. But on Pesach, since the shluchim already reached L.A., before Pesach and told us clearly that today is Yom Tif, we only have to keep 1 day. That's what should be. But Rabbi Yechon said no. That even in L.A. now, you should keep 2 days Pesach. Auxerio, of course, if you don't keep 2 days Pesach, maybe you won't keep 2 days Sukkot either. Like you say, just like by Pesach we knew which day, when it comes to Sukkot also, most probably we know which day. So not to say that, if Yechon made Auxerio, that keep 2 days Pesach also. Again, Makas of Yechon, Kol Heichot de Mote Shluch in Isim, Fulay Mote Shluch in Tishrei, is Lav Du Tshrei Yoymei. Still now on this Pesach, even though the Shluchim came and told you clearly which day is Rosh Chodesh, which day is Pesach, still keep 2 days. Gezeirah, there's a Gezeirah that needs to not the Tishrei. Because if you only keep 1 day for Pesach, you'll think who are then in Tishrei and Sukkot, they also only have to keep 1 day. And that's a mistake. Sukkot, you don't know for sure. Therefore, the Gezeirah, you have to keep both 2 days. Rabbi Ivu Bar Nagri, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Ikloy Lehu Asa. They went to a certain place. They have a Mote Shluchim Nisan. That was a place that by Nisan, by Tezvah Benisan, the Shluchim got there ready. But Le Mote Shluchim Tishrei. It wasn't close enough that the Shluchim that went out of Tishrei should reach there. Because there they can't travel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. They didn't reach that place. And they saw the people there, the Yavdi Chad Yoyma. They saw them keeping only 1 day Pesach. But they didn't tell the people anything. So, Shamar Rabbi Yechon, Yechon heard what happened. He heard that these two people that we had Chia Bar Abba went to the place and didn't tell them to stop to keep 2 days. The Yechon, Rabbi Yechon got angry at him. Omulu, and Rabbi Yechon told them, Lav Amri Luchu, didn't I already tell you that the locher is that Heicha the Mot the Shluch and Nisim, a place that the Shluch and Nisim gets there. But Vele Mot the Shluch and Tishrei, you're not close enough that during Tishrei the Shluch and get there before Sukkot, that Lav Lutrei Yaymai, you have to keep now, even during Pesach, you have to keep 2 days Pesach. Because it's a Gzeirah, Nisan, not the Tishrei. If you'll only keep 1 day Pesach, we're afraid you'll also keep only 1 day Tishrei. So therefore, if you're going to get angry with them, like you should tell them, you should know, you're mechuyev to keep 2 days Pesach also. Yeah. Mor says, Rova heavy rogel, heavy yosid betanisa treyayme. Rova lived in Chutzloritz, or at least away from Yerushalayim. And he did not know exactly when Yom Kippur was. Like he wasn't sure which day Bezdin made Rosh Hashanah. So he fasted 2 days. He fasted on Yud Tishrei and Yud Aleph. He was afraid maybe Yud Aleph is Yom Kippur. So he used to fast 2 days. Rav Avi Rogel, the Avi Yosef Batanisa, Trey Yomi. Zim Nechod, once it happened, is Taka Kavosei. He was Taka right that Yom Kippur was not on the 10th, like everybody kept, but Yom Kippur was on Yud Aleph. So talking like he felt happy that he always kept 2 days. Rav Nachman Yosef Batanisa Kula Yerma De Kippure. Rav Nachman once fasted a whole Yom Kippur. For him, he was in Bavel, let's say, and his cheshbon today was Yom Kippur. He got finished fasting. Leyurt, when it came at night time, he wanted to sit down to eat. Also, Gavra, a person came to him and told him, Omale, you should know, Lamocha, tomorrow, Yoyma Rabbi Marava. You should know tomorrow is Yom Kippur. And Eretz Yisrael, they made Elul an extra day, that they made Rosh Hashanah the 31st day first, and therefore tomorrow is first Yom Kippur. So in other words, he told Rav Nachman, you have to fast now 2 days? So Omalei, Rav Nachman asked the person, hey Chanat, where do you come from? Omalei told him, Midah Maharia. That's the place I came from. That's the name of my town. Omalei told him, like the nickname from your town is Dam Teyach Risay, like my blood is Achrayas on you. In other words, you're making me fast 2 days. Who knows I'll last it? Who knows I can make it? Maybe I won't make 2 days fasting. So my blood is on your Achrayas. That's the lashon of Midmaharia means Dam Achrisay. That my dam is on your shoulders. And Korilei called upon him in the post, Kalam Hoyi Retfenu. It's very easy for the people to run after me. In other words, that this guy is running after me, making me fast 2 days. Even though the guy's not doing anything wrong, Lechura. But he's just Tam said, Rashi, Dam Terech Risoi, Hareini Meifa Yodcha, may die because of you. Shitaski Kenu, Lesan is Beis Yom, you're making me fast 2 days now. Oh, Beis Leila, two nights. Is Dam Terech Risoi, Nutrikim Dam Shel Temaharia. Right. Sholach Lei, but Lamaisa, we only keep one day on Kippur, and the reason is, plus because of this Gemara. Since it's a zakon, it's very hard to fast 2 days. Chacham were not mistaken as the minig of Aseinu to fast 2 days. Like really, really, the man is there. We know exactly when Yom Kippur is. That's that we keep 2 days Pesach and 2 days Sukkot. That's the minig of Aseinu b'yodeinu. It's a minig like that. We keep it. But I call upon him to fast 2 days. That's too hard. The tzibur can't do it. Chazal were not mechayiv to fast 2 days.
Now the Gemara says Sholach Lei Rav Huna Bar Avin L'Rova. Rav Huna Bar Avin sent a message to Rava, and he told them like this: Kad chozis de moshcha tchufa teve ad shisasa benisim. If you see that the tchufa teve, that the season of teve is stretching, it's the moshach, it's stretching until shisasa benisim, until the 16th day of Nisan. You know what you have to do then? Avrei lehi shosa. Put another month into the year. Make two others. The Nisan should come out a month later. And don't be worried about this. There's a big purpose for this, to do this. You know why? The Pasuk says, Shomor es Chodesh Ovid. You should watch the month. It means the Chodesh of Pesach, where the Chodesh of Nisan, when Pesach comes out. And when is it supposed to be? The Yom Tov of Pesach? It's supposed to be the Chodesh Ovid, means the first ripened. It's the month, the Chodesh Ovid, of the first ripened produce, which comes out on Nisan. That's what the Pasuk says, a Shomer es Chodesh Aviv, and we type the Pshat is, Shomer Aviv Shel Tkufa, guide the ripening season to make sure that this season should be in the right time. What does that mean to say? Shehei b'Chodesh Nisan. It should come during the Chodesh of Nisan, the month of Nisan. In other words, the spring season should be B'Chodesh Nisan during the month when the Chiddush of the Chodesh of Nisan was the first half of Nisan. In other words, the Chiddush of Levona lasts for the first 14 days of the month. After that, it's not called the Chiddush, the beginning of the month. In other words, that the spring season has to begin by the 15th of Nisan. And therefore, if you see that the Tkufas Tevis, that's why still the winter season is stretching over into the 16th day of Nisan, so it comes out that the Chodesh Aviv, the spring season, is not going to start by the beginning of Nisan. And that's not what the Torah wants. The Torah says Chodesh Aviv. And therefore, if you have a right to put another month into the year, so that the time when it comes Chodesh Nisan, already be in the spring season. That's the Rashi. If you see that the winter season is stretching out up until more than half of Nisan, to the 16th day of Nisan, Rashi says, "Taint kufas Nisan afelis ad yom tezayin." So when is it going to start? Like the spring season, kufas Nisan, it's not going to start till the 16th day of Nisan. That's too late. The kaimlon we hold the yomat kufa maschil. Rabbi Yossi, the Kufa starts, Rabbi Yossi says, the Yomach Perakamas Nedrin, that it starts, so Nim says it comes out, that Kufa's Kefas, the winter season, is supposed to Meshechas Ad Shisha B'Nisan, until the 16th of the day of Nisan, but V'loyad B'Chlal, not included. By the 16th, it's supposed to start already, Kufa of the spring, Kufa's Nisan. And therefore, if you see that Tkufas Kev is extending more, then overly short, Rashi says, Kach like a Cherim, the Islo Hai Svar Perakam with the Sanhedrin. So like Tokas Tu, don't worry about the Rashi, Lemaimo, maybe a Cherim is a Chidoihi, for they never, we shouldn't do like he says. No, Elevadik a Cherim, we saw as a Cherim says, the Messiah was right from the Apostle to Siv, as Chodesh Oviv, Sheh B'Chadushai, V'yovu Vu Yom Tkufas Nisan, the beginning of the spring season. Shenisen shalchama nichnas boy. Shenisen kori over. That's the beginning when the paper starts to ripen. Hashem bishul atfuah.
Vishlatfuen velo leyach leyach lachashbunoi lachashbunya shachama. That goes according to the sun. Shakayit vacharif, the spring, the summer and the winter. Acha cheshbunachamahin. The Asira Kakaros warns us, the Sharma to watch it, she had the chidushoi that should come out in the first part of the month of Nisan. That goes on the moon month. She mischadeshes b'tol d'ser. Now, Bashmin Kor Apostle is teaching us, she a Nisan Shachama, when shall light the spring season, the Nisan of the summer come, v'toich yud dalid yoim l'mayl l'avona, from the mayl when the moon started. She was dying, so called mischadush l'avona. The yoim yudaf, the 14th day onward, Yishon is called an old moon already. Vilo hayet kufas nisan v'yom tezvav. It could be first been the 15th day. Le'ino tzurichem lab. We wouldn't have to push off another month as Hashanah. And all we could do then, ele navar adar. Let's make adar an extra day. V'nidches nisan yamecho. Push nisan off another day. We'll make adar 30 days, and v'shcheres nisan will serve first start the 31st day. There's only one day difference. That's what we could do. But when the kufas of teva stretches to the 16th day, 2 days too long, then we have no Eitzah to make an Iba, to make the other 30 days. But then the Eitzah is we have to make two others. That's what he told them. Again, he told them that Katchav, when you see the Moshkat Kufa Seba, the winter season, stretching out at Shishta Benisan, so the 16th day of Nisan, 2 days too late, then all really Shah Eitzah put another month into the year. But don't worry, that we'll go like a Yachid, the Chsiv again, Shom Yachidish Aviv, Shom Avish does Kufa. The Chodesh Nisan, to be the beginning of the Chodesh Nisan, first half of it. Omalu Rav Nachman says right now. Omalu Rav Nachman says, Lahanuhu Nechuse Yomav. Nachman said to those, the people that travel on the sea, people go down on the sea, there's the sailors, that Asun Dloyadisum, the Kriyadiacha, you that do not know when the moon, when the new month starts, was the last month, 29 days, was it 30 days? So when is Rosh Chodesh? People out in the sea, ki chazisa, when you see that siura, the moon finishes shining, the siura de mashlam liyomai, that it finishes shining at the beginning of the day at sunrise. If you see it come, if you see it finishes at sunrise, then biru chamirish, no, destroy your chametz. That's like in the Bina Erev Pesach, you have to destroy your chametz. If you see the new moon setting, and see the moon setting at sunrise in the morning, usually it sets earlier in the night, but by the middle of the month then it sets mamish by sunrise. So that's the beginning of the month, the 15th day, you have to know to burn your chametz. So friends, the Gemara asks the kasha though, hey Mr. Maslim, when does the moon finish shining at the beginning by sunrise? That's the chametz, the 15th day of the month, mamish right smack in the middle of the month. It's told the chur too late. That's Pesach already. What do you mean to destroy the chametz then? V'anan us they are based on Mavarim. We destroy the chametz in Erev Pesach, the 14th day of Nisan. So what do you say when they see the moon start to set at sunrise? You could burn the chametz. The chur too late. It's Pesach already. So my answer is lididhu shemigali lu alma. But for the people on the sea, the seafarers, by them the world is that they see the world. It's revealed to them. Ba'beisa Maslam, the moon finishes shining at sunrise on the 14th of the month, not the 15th, but on the 14th for the people at sea. As the moon is visible the whole night, even the beginning, even on the 14th of Nisan. And therefore, when the moon is visible the whole night, first sets at sunrise, you should know that's the 14th day of Nisan, that's the time to make beer chametz. Stop here. All right, we'll stop here.